It's Chick on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. From this morning's Berkshire Eagle, the couple who died in that Sheffield fire are being remembered as a loving, generous couple. Jim and Doreen Boltram were generous and a busy pair, according to their neighbors. The couple stuck close together for more than 20 years after marrying on Christmas Eve. They were a loving couple, according to her sister, Janie. They would help anybody, and they both gave of themselves. Family and friends of the couple are heartbroken over the deaths of them in that fire that happened Wednesday morning at their log house in Ashley Falls. Investigators have not yet determined the cause of the blaze on Hewen Street, but investigators believe it likely began in the fireplace or furnace. Fire crews were summoned not only from Sheffield, but other nearby towns, including Great Barrington, New Marlborough in Massachusetts, and Lakeville and Falls Village in Connecticut. The property owner were listed as James, according to land records. He's associated with Commonwealth Automotive Restoration. The names of the two victims have not officially been released, pending the outcome of the autopsies. While the first phase of Connecticut's vaccine rollout has been underway since December, the state is getting closer to entering Phase 1B. Starting yesterday, residents who were 75 years and older were allowed to start making appointments to receive a vaccine in Connecticut. For those 75 and older, to schedule an appointment through the state's website, just go to the state website and schedule that appointment or call 877-918-2224. While many residents may be contacted by their health care provider, not all providers are giving the vaccine. Also announced yesterday, Governor Lamont said Phase 1B will expand to include residents between the ages of 65 and 74 and residents between the ages of 16 and 64 who have underlying health conditions that put them at greater risk to the virus. In order to get a vaccine, you must first register or make an appointment. In response to last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol, Connecticut National Guard will be providing additional security in the coming days in support of the state police, according to the police. Connecticut National Guard is committed to the protection of life, property, and the constitutional rights to peaceful protest. Due to the operational security considerations, further details about numerous locations, unit designations, and operation details will not be provided. Earlier this week, the governor said he would be deploying more than 100 members of the Connecticut National Guard to Washington, D.C. to assist in the upcoming inauguration. Guard members will help aid and facilitate the peaceful transition of the presidential power, according to Lamont. This comes at a time when the state has been ramping up security efforts after the FBI memo warned of possible protests armed locally in every state. The memo said armed protests could happen in all 50 states as early as this weekend. Sports in schools in Connecticut. As of yesterday, the CIAC said its practices would be able to start as soon as next Tuesday. However, games won't be able to be played until February 8th. Only basketball, hockey, gymnastics, and swimming would be allowed. Boys and girls indoor track teams will be limited to practice, with indoor-outdoor meets considered no earlier than March. Each team would be limited to 12 games. A postseason would happen from March 15th to March 28th and include championships at league level. There'll be no CIAC state championship tournaments this season. They also said all athletes and coaches need to wear masks. The winter sport of wrestling, competitive dance, and competitive cheer are classified by the Connecticut Department of Public Health as high-risk activities and thus will be limited to small group conditioning and non-contact skill building. The low-risk sports, sideline cheer, no stunting, lifts, or tumbling, and exhibition dance, no lifts, stunting, or tumbling, may continue provided participants wear masks and for formations maintain 6 feet of distance between athletes. The conference also closed the book on a potential makeup season for football, deciding not to hold an alternative season. The CIAC warned that the plan was fluid and changes could be made to it. In Great Barrington, complaints immediately began coming into the Housatonic Waterworks Company co-owner and treasurer James Mercer, as well as state regulators, as residents reported another instance of discolored water, which happens either during warm weather or when the pipes are flushed. This time it was emergency repairs to a water main on Main Street between Prospect and Hart Streets that sparked the problem. A text notification went out just before 2:30 on Wednesday that water would be turned off for roughly 3 to 4 hours for the Prospect, Fairview, Kirk, and Hart Street sections of town. The road was also closed. What residents weren't expecting was another bout of roily water. A number of residents posted photos and complaints on Facebook. As of yesterday morning, some water was still clearing up, but most of it was still dark. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 30,991.52, the NASDAQ at 13,112.64, and the S&P 500 at 3,795.54. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.